Hi, and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas. Today, we continue our series on balancing the meridians, and we have one of my favorite meridians, the pericardium. And the pericardium is a Han Jue Jin, right? It's in the front leg. And pericardium is, I think, a little underutilized in our daily practice, and it has some interesting points in there. Pericardium 6, like I mentioned in the last episode, it's a master point for the cranial abdomen and the chest. There's so many things in there. Heart, lungs, liver, you know, spleen, gastroenteric. I mean, it can really balance a lot of the systems in the pet's organism and in ourselves. And also, I like pericardium 9 specifically for mania, for any kind of mental disorder. So we have a lot of storms in Florida in the summer, and I find myself bleeding pericardium 9 all the time. And you think that pericardium 9, you know, you can't really needle it that well unless you use like a small needle, but they shake it immediately. It's not very comfortable to have it at the edge of the nail to have the needle. But I find that with a 25 gauge hypodermic needle, I can prick the point, and it relieves a lot of the anxiety. So we have a lot of pets this summer that come here for a couple of the other points for anxiety, but definitely most of them get a pericardium point. If I cannot bleed pericardium 9, I'm going to try to do pericardium 7. And pericardium 7 is so good for pain because it balances so many meridians. It balances the kidney. It balances, we mentioned, the stomach. It balances, you know, other things the liver. And the liver is your powerhouse, your mitochondria of your whole body, right? So pericardium balancing liver and liver balancing pericardium is a great combination for any kind of pain. So pericardium 7, don't forget to use it when you're really painful pets, okay? And so first one that can balance pericardium would be in system 1, the food duodenum. So remember, Han Jue Jin balances food duodenum, and food duodenum balances Han Jue Jin. So liver balances pericardium. And liver, especially the points that are analog to pericardium, liver 4 and pericardium 7 are kind of like in the same spot. So at the same level. And so liver 4 is a good point. Liver 3 is the best point, is the gate of qi. So we tend to use it a lot in painful conditions. In addition, the system 2 will give you the stomach, the food yamming. And the interesting thing is that the stomach is also the pericardium's opposite in the meridian clock. So by virtue of being the opposite, they balance each other. And so system 2 and system 4, the yin yang, hand food, and the meridian clock opposite, is just the same channel. So when I see that the same channel or meridian repeats itself, then I would probably, I'm not going to lie, I would probably start palpating on the stomach and palpating, trying to find that a qi point, that trigger point that will elicit a response. And then I will use that point to balance pericardium problems. And so you can start with stomach 36 and, you know, or wherever in the stomach meridian. But I often find that either 36 or 37 will balance a lot of the conditions that we see with the pericardium upset. Now, remember what pericardium does. It is the guardian of the Shen, of the emperor heart meridian. So it is very important for mental disorders. And also for real problems with the heart, like heart disease. You know, it really helps in that. Pericardium is also very important because it does get balanced by triple heater. Pericardium is the a wife of Triple Heater. Triple Heater is Han Xiaojiang. And Triple Heater is the one that balances all the fluids in the body. So pericardium, I think there's a relationship between them when it comes to ascites or dealing with any of those problems that cause the distension of the abdomen in the and the fluid combination in the body, the excessive retention of fluids, I would definitely use your pericardium on a triple heater. They will really help. And like I mentioned, the stomach, being that it balances in two systems, the pericardium. The kidney also balances pericardium. And I mentioned before the love affair between kidney and pericardium. They really are powerhouses. And especially kidney 3, which is the source point, and pericardium 7, which tends to be more or less analog points in the position, a mirror points. When I say analog, I really mean like mirror points. They're in the same position of the body, but in a different leg or different part of the leg, but front and back. They kind of mirror each other. And so positionally, they share some attributes. So that's why I say that I like kidney 3 and pericardium 7, because they're at the same level. And then also using the same meridian, again, a pericardium 9, when you do pericardium 9, you actually move the energy. When you bleed it, you move the energy in the whole meridian. Therefore, you're going to find that whether it was a chi stagnation, where the chi was not flowing, or a deficiency, or just an excess of some kind, like in a Shen disturbance, when the brain is going crazy, the dog's biting people, or has tremendous anxiety. In all of those instances, bleeding pericardium 9 would solve a lot of the issues immediately. You see a big, profound effect on that. However, I'm giving you here, you know, a good 5 different channels, the ways to balance the pericardium. And in cases of pets that have Shen disturbance, this is very important, because a lot of them, like especially in cats, they will self-mutilate. So when the Shen is disturbed, the cats could start licking excessively to the point where they will pull the hair and cause ulcers, and they will be miserable. They can also hide and not interact with the owners as, you know, as well as they should. And so is this a matter of a quality of life when we have a Shen disturbance? So that's why the pericardium in my head is the most important one, in addition to balancing the heart, to deal with the quality of life of and issues that are related to anxiety that we see in dogs and cats. Well, I hope that you learned something today. And I hope that you share with your friends, hit the subscribe bell, and we will be discussing the last channels. We are almost at the end of our 12 meridian balancing tour. So up next is going to be balancing the triple heater. And I promise to just go on some details about it, and that perhaps might be new information for you. So until next time, share it, contact us on any of the platforms, and keep balancing your meridians. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have a website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, Alvet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.